talk. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very much. We'll take questions, Charlie.
I've got two comments. Well, yeah. First of all, of course...
Thank you very much. I've got two things to say. Yeah. First of all, of course, an inadvertent core biopsy through the wrong compartment can be a disaster too.
Sure.
And so that's actually very important for those people who might be looking at these patients. But I think actually looking at your data, 3/4 of your patients had T1 tumours which were less than 5 centimetres. Yeah. 60% of them were superficial.
Yeah.
All right. Now, of course, you didn't present any data on whether they were painful or increasing rapidly in size, which would be the other two criteria under the rapid referral system. But essentially, if they weren't, then actually you have a significant cohort of these patients who would have been deemed to have been patients who wouldn't have been sent as a two-week rule referral, all right, to anyone, let alone you. And actually, that's quite important. That's an education thing, isn't it, for doctors generally,
yeah,
not just specialists. But in fact, actually, maybe one should change the NICE criteria in terms of, the rapid referral criteria in terms of size. But then that actually leads to more referrals to you anyway. And that's a lot of work.
Yeah, very much so. And certainly benign lumps are far more common than sarcomas. And we have noticed an increased number of benign referrals to our unit, again, which are referred on clinical suspicion. I think the important thing is that core biopsy is an excellent method. We have shown in our group study a very high sensitivity and specificity. And if that can be performed for all tumours which are not obviously lipomas, then perhaps we can reduce the local recurrence rates. Interestingly, we did find, and that was quite surprising, a distinct difference between the two groups for the stage one sarcomas, a difference of 13%, which is quite profound.
Okay, just one comment from Andrew. Just then.
Just a comment, Charlie. We all agree that the two-week rules is by far from perfect, and we published on that and said precisely that. But just to probably say the conclusion is that whilst out there it says that people are really worried about core biopsying things for the reasons that you said, but in fact the take-home message of this study is that the problem with enucleation is in terms of the damage that potentially does to a patient over doing a core and maybe having it not in the perfect place is so many fold worse. We would be very liberal at advocating anyone to do a core biopsy, even if they wanted to do it in their own unit, and I think that should be the take-home message.
The other finding, which I didn't show, was that if you recurred once in the study group, you were 43% more likely to recur again versus 17%. After the an initial oncological operation. So it's a recurring theme for these patients, unfortunately.
Okay. Thank you very much. We do need to move on now. So the next speaker...